The Latest Decalogue by Arthur Hugh Clough. Thou shalt have one God only, who would be at the expense of two. No graven images may be worshipped, except currency. Swear not at all, for thy curse, thine enemy is none the worse. A church on Sunday to attend will serve to keep the world thy friend. Honour thy parents, that is, all from whom advancement may befall. Thou shalt not kill, but needs not strive, officiously, to keep alive. Do not adultery commit, advantage rarely comes of it. Thou shalt not steal an empty feat, when it's so lucrative to cheat. Bear not false witness, let the lie have time on its own wings to fly. Thou shalt not covert, but tradition approves all forms of competition. The sum of all is, thou shalt love, if anybody, God above. At any rate, shall never labour more than thyself to love thy neighbour. So this is quite a daring poem written in the 1850s, a send-up of the Ten Commandments, really in an age of faith that was partly being questioned at the time. You know, Darwin was around, not quite an atheist yet. The Oxford movement was around, Anglo-Catholicism, which wasn't against Christianity. But there it is mocking the Ten Commandments. Bear in mind that blasphemy was a crime prosecuted even into the 1970s. The love that dare speak its name, the gay news and all that. So this is giving very cynical reasons for the Ten Commandments. You'd only have one God, because if you had two, you'd have to spend more on building more churches, making more sacrifices. Graven images, you don't worship them except money, because money's got the heads of people on it. By the way, the Ten Commandments bans art. You don't believe me? Look it up. Not the summer, the whole thing. No images of anything on the earth, in the water beneath the earth, and in the sky above the earth. No images. Artwork prohibited. But everybody cheerily ignores that. Don't swear, because it's not going to hurt your enemy. Go to church on Sunday simply to be popular. Just a conventional thing to do. So respect your parents if they're going to leave you any inheritance. You're not allowed to kill, but you don't really have to try and save people. I remember a doctor quoting that as the 11th commandment. You shall not strive officiously to keep alive. If someone's almost dead, you just let them die. A very elderly person, we don't have to prolong their life by a day or a month. If someone wants to give up treatment, don't. Do not resuscitate, just go by the DNR order. Don't commit adultery, not because it's immoral, but because, you know, it might be bad for you in the end. Don't steal, but you can cheat. Well, doesn't that amount to the same thing? I suppose he's showing all the casuistry of these people who really pretend to be very godly. Not to perjure yourself, but allow lies to stand. It says here covert, must be a misprint, must meant covet, as in to envy. But competition is good, which surely that's coveting thing, wanting more money to earn the things other have, or vying for the love of someone. You have to love your neighbour as yourself, but you don't have to work too hard at it. So that was Arthur Hugh Clough. Well, not to strive to keep alive officiously. He died at the age of 42. So I suppose that one was worked out in his case, although it's young at the time. He's a British poet, grew up partly in the United States before the American Civil War, an Oxford graduate, a dear friend of Matthew Arnold, and Thyrsis, the poem, is dedicated to Arthur Hugh Clough. And he won some big prize for his pastoral about a holiday in rural Scotland. So that is the not very well-known Arthur Hugh Clough, sort of minor poet of the 19th century.